Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 207 of the 8-Bit Geek. You know, if you're new around here, let me clue you into what we're like, okay? Have you ever watched a drunk person stumbling out of a strip club at 3 a.m.? You know, if you're just hanging out in the parking lot for some odd reason, in a car, just staring. You know, he's just falling all over the place, talking nonsense, just really fucking up bad. But, you know, they eventually sober up and realize what kind of fucked up stuff they've been doing. Well, we're still drunk. Yeah. I'm Jeremy, and with me are two men who live at the strip club. They even have stage names. Please welcome to the stage, Chocolate Thunder and Fudge Packer.
That's me, Chocolate Thunder.
Oh, I want to be Chocolate Thunder.
I know. I
guess I'm a Fudge Packer. That's my name.
That's my name. I love that you've just owned it. You're like, that's me.
That's me now. That's my life.
That's my life. I'm just dealing with it. It's going to be great. Mm-hmm.
I got to go get my DMV. I got to go get my name changed now.
Are you guys big proponents of strip clubs? Have you been to one? Do you go to any? Have you been? When's the last time? Just give me the deeds.
Last time I was at a strip club was in New Orleans, of all places. We went to like three that night. Right in the French district, Quarter.
Can I say that I've been to New Orleans once a few years ago, and I was not expecting an entire street lined with strip clubs with photos of all the girls in the windows. Like, that was fucking crazy.
It's debaucherous, dude.
Yeah.
That was the one. I don't know if I told this story. I'm pretty sure I told this story about the we went to a strip club and all of a sudden, like, we're just watching watching women dance, and all of a sudden, like, EMTs come in with a cart and they just wheel out some, like, passed out stripper. And, like, none of the music stopped. No one broke character. Like, everything was just fine. It was like that was, like, one of those normal things that happened at the strip club.
Like, so. Heat stroke passed out or, like,
probably
drugs.
Did too much coke in the back passed out kind of deal. No.
And they just carried on.
Yeah, nothing stopped. They didn't even, like, not even a record, like, a scratch.
I wish that a record scratch would actually happen.
Yeah.
I've always wanted that in real life.
So that was a few years ago, so I'm due for another visit. They're just a little awkward to me. I don't know, just because, like, me being a fat dude, of course, they're like, oh, time to swarm on him.
Yeah, because you're obviously sad, alone, and you have money.
Exactly. They're like, oh, he's never going to get laid. I might as well throw him a free one.
Yeah.
So, what about you guys?
Douglas?
I've actually never been.
Oh. Whoa.
No interest or just, eh?
Meh.
Meh. All right. Fair enough. Last time I went was at a friend's bachelor party, I think. Well, he's not really a friend. He didn't have anybody to go with. And that's what he really wanted to do. So we took him to one. And he ended up, he was getting married in like a couple days. And he ended up finger banging the stripper at the strip club. Look at Doug's face.
Doug's face. It's too bad you didn't do that a millisecond earlier. You would have like spit taken his Coca-Cola.
No, it was a face of like, ooh, mm-hmm. No.
And then he ended up, hooking up with her at a hotel room before they got married.
Oh no!
Well, they're divorced since divorce, but that was doomed from the beginning.
Yeah, it seems like.
See, for a second, I thought you were talking about Tabor.
Damn! Name dropping.
Damn, Doug. That's.
Yeah. But then he said he's divorced, so then I knew it wasn't him. I just had an inkling that maybe
Tabor,
that's who it was.
Tabor is. He does not like the. The strip
finger
clubs.
Banging?
No, he loves that. He doesn't like the strip clubs.
Wait, how do you know he loves that?
What?
Well,
so if you like what we're talking about, and
he went to Comic Palooza with us a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know what happens at the what happens at the con stays at the cons, Kevin, so shut your mouth.
Treat him like a bowling ball.
Hey, speaking of, so Jesus and
no.
Yeah, check out our pre-show, everyone.
Let's see here. So if you like what we're talking about, you like our banter, please subscribe to us, rate us on Audioboom, who provides all of our bandwidth. They support us, so please support them. You can also find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio, and wherever else you need to get your fix on. You can also follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek, and of course, every Monday night right here on Twitch. We have some other shows we want to pimp out real quick before we get things started. 8-Bit Legends, Divas Drop Kicks and Dives, Brainberry Tarts, 8-Bit Saga, Garbage Day. Go support them. Go check them out. We've got a lineup. It's pretty strong. It's not, like, amazing. You know, we've got some weak spots, but...
Yeah, Garbage Day.
You know what? You talk so much shit about that. That's going to end up being our most popular show. One day, they're just going to get, like, a fucking lucky hit.
One day.
And when that day comes, I will stop talking shit. I've said that, like, about all of our shows.
That's right.
Some major celeb's accidentally going to tweet it out or something like that. Like Stephen Amell will be like, hey, I listened to this show, Garbage Day.
It's awesome. Air your garbage or something. And yeah. But no, I mean, there's definitely, you know, Doug, any new show. I'm waiting for the new show to come out so Garbage Day can stop getting so much shit. Can somebody?
The thing is, you're the one giving them all the shit, and it's your show.
What are you talking about? I didn't say anything about that piece of shit show.
Fucking reverse psychology over here.
We are required by contract to mention Dallas Comic Con on every podcast until we go. So buy your tickets. It's at the end of March, March 31st through April 2nd, and we will be there to cover it as press and as fans. So go do that. You can also support us on Patreon. Help us pay for a little bit of overhead because we're going down in May to Alamo City Comic Con. We've got some amazing things lined up. We're giving away a lot of cool stuff. We want to meet, you know, the fans. We want to meet new people. We want to get people interested in the show. And this thing has really turned into a family affair. Everybody is going down there from the 8-Bit Geek. We hope. I mean, we've been told that a lot of people do. And we actually have some of you guys, the fans, heading out there as well. We've been told by a few people that they're going to make the trip, which is awesome. And I'm scared at the same time because you guys know more about us than we don't even know you. Like,
that's what makes it sexy.
That's
and
true
also
too.
Like kind of disappointed, like worried that you're gonna be disappointed.
Yeah, we're worried that you're disappointed by the mystique that this show gives us, and then you're gonna meet us and then you're gonna be like, oh, this is not what I was expecting.
Oh, these guys suck in real life.
See, and that's why I just like to set them up now and just let them know that they're I'm like, this is what you get, ladies and gentlemen. Me. Mm.
That's what you get. Mostly.
So they hate me on the show and they'll hate me in real life.
Oh. So yeah, so please support us on Patreon, even if it's $1 a month. It's going towards a good cause, and we've got a lot of cool things planned, which we will be revealing soon. Okay, let's get into the steak and potatoes of this thing, okay? Everybody's sticking around waiting for that Miss Connections. Well, let's do it, okay? Because every week we take real ads from the Miss Connections section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. These are completely real. We don't edit them. We do ad lib a little bit, but we definitely can't make it up. And we're throwing a little wrench in the wheel. So, Doug, this is not a Miss Connection, yours. I had a real difficult time deciding if I wanted to read this one or if I was going to give it to you. But ultimately, I thought you were the best person to do it. Okay. So here we go.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Miss Connections.
Well, are you reading this right now, Doug? Don't read ahead. Okay, good.
I'm not.
Okay, good.
I'm looking over here. My monitor's over here that I read from.
Oh, okay. Well, where's Sean?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Sean?
What's
How
up,
are you?
Sean? What you got going on this week?
Well, I have to get rid of some shit that I have laying around the house.
Okay, so you're going to use your time wisely here?
Yep. This is, listen, I had some ladies over, and they thought my place was a little too crowded and too many some items that I need to get rid of.
Okay.
To make more room for sexy time things, such as like a swing.
Okay.
And like an actual bed instead of the twin sized cot that I've been using. Yeah, and you know, and also like just some normal furniture, like a table, some chairs.
It's good to, you know, yeah, get that.
Yeah. So. So I've got, let's see. All right. This is, I got some 8x8x16 cement blocks. for $1. I think it's $1 per block. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
I have approximately, that's a hard word. Approximately, there it is. Approximately 275 to 300 cinder blocks for sale. They are standard 8x8x16. They cost me about $1.75 plus delivery fees if you buy them somewhere else. I'm asking for $1 a block. You pick them up and move them yourself. Please don't waste my fucking time with endless emails. Whoa. These are plain old cinder blocks, for fuck's sake.
Wow.
You don't need to do engineering study on the feasibility of using these fucking things as building blocks. Come get the fucking blocks and give me $1 for every block you fucking take.
You skipped a line.
You skipped a line.
Oh, what? Oh, sure did. Sorry. Oh, sorry. Okay, blah, 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 building material. That's what they're for, you fucking idiots. Now, listen, we're all busy people here. You want the blocks? Come get the fucking blocks and give me $1 for every block you take. How fucking hard is that? You don't have to tell me that you're building what you're building. I don't give a fuck. I am not interested in helping you build either. Why? Because I don't give a fuck. I just want to get these fucking things off my property.
Wow.
So, if you want them, get the fuck over here with some money and take them. The next fucking moron that emails me with, I'm building a blah, 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 and was wondering if... The answer is no. Come get the fucking blocks and build it yourself. If I knew how to do masonry, don't you think I'd be using the blocks myself instead of selling them for half fucking price? What the fuck is wrong with you people? The next one of you fucking jackasses that emails me with some sob story bullshit is getting email address added to the North American Man Boy Love Association mailing list.
Oh no.
Speaking of, Jer, we've talked about this before. You did. That's NAMDA or whatever.
NAMBLA.
Oh.
NAMBLA. Yeah, NAMBLA. That came up recently at another show or a text message. But
I'm glad I didn't Google it.
Yeah.
Well.
You want the blocks? Come get the blocks and don't fuck with me. Here are some pictures of the block.
I mean, they're legit pictures. Good pictures. What kind of camera did you use for those?
Oh my gosh. Oh, that was awesome.
That was educational there, Sean.
Very angry, but I think it's going to work.
For one of the chats, like, I hope this turns into a misconnection. Sorry.
Okay. Well. Hey guys, what's going on?
Marky? Oh god. Hi Marky.
Hey Kev, what's going on? Okay.
You know, it was a great day.
No, it's always a good day around here, okay? Hey Doug.
What's up?
Hey, what's going on? Did I hear Sean over there?
Yeah, he just jumped out the window, but I'm sure I could probably call him back.
Hey, let me talk to my man, okay?
Hold on. What's up?
Hey, Sean, what's going on, okay?
Oh, shit, it's Marky Mark!
What's up, dude, okay?
Oh, shit, what's up, man?
Hey, I heard you were talking about something like some cinder blocks or something.
I got some cinder blocks up in my crib.
Okay, how much you want for them, okay?
$1.
$1, okay. I buy all of them for $1 then, okay?
No, $1 a block.
$1 a block, okay. Well, listen, I'm going to send my man over there. He's going to pick him up because I'm going to have to build myself a little house, okay? Because I got in a little bit of trouble.
I don't, wait, well, okay, hold on. You're my friend, so I'm tempted to ask what sort of trouble you got into.
I'll tell you right now, okay?
Well, make it quick.
All right, listen up. I met over at Happy Hour over there, okay, in Plano. All right? My body, always athletic, okay? My height, 5'10". I could be exaggerating, but I'm not going to tell you that. And, of course, I'm married.
That sounds about right.
And I'm married, okay? Listen, I got to tell you a story. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready for it to be over.
Kevin, that's not very nice of you.
I thought the mic was muted. My bad. Sorry, Marky.
After everything I've done for you.
Oh, you're cool, maybe.
All right, listen. I'm going to set up the story for you, okay? We were at this happy hour. It was this cool little place. Had cool little things inside, okay? We were both with friends for happy hour. And after exchanging eye contact numerous times and flirting, we started talking and hit it right away, okay? Anyways, we had a bit much to drink, okay? I'm still drinking. So I offered you a ride home immediately. After getting you to your apartment, you attacked me. I was like, ow. As soon as we got inside, I went down on you for like 20 minutes, slowly massaging your G-spot until you like squirted everywhere and started shaking uncontrollably.
What?
Uncontrollably.
What?
Uncontrollably. I said it again, okay? Jeez, take an English class. Anyways, you said you'd never experienced anything like that before.
Issues there, Marky?
Somebody's tickling me, okay? I slowly worked my throbbing cock inside of your tight hole. We had amazing sex until I exploded inside of you, okay? Uh-oh. You told me afterwards that you weren't on the pill and you were engaged. Phew, if that isn't enough, I can't find my wedding ring. I think I left it at your apartment. I hope like hell there's a chance that you see this. If not, maybe I'll see you again. I just need my wedding ring. Okay? If you see this, please put my wedding ring in the heading so I don't have to read through all the spam, please. I think you mentioned reading through these for fun a while back. Anyways, Marky Mark. That's what happened, guys.
Well, about to have a little Marky Mark, apparently.
Well, now I understand why you need to buy these bricks. So, yeah, just send your boy over to come pick this shit up. But know that I am not helping you whatsoever build anything ever.
Oh, no, I got it. I pay people for that, okay?
Okay.
I'd stay in the guest house, but she knows that code, okay? I got to build something. I got to build a fortress or something. Shit's going to get real bad. I'll keep you updated.
All right.
Sounds okay.
All right. Bye, guys. I'll miss you.
Bye.
It may be a while before I see you again, okay?
No, probably not.
Okay, bye.
What like
I know, I'm gonna see him in like 2 weeks. I mean,
I like how every guest that we have on the show jumps out a window in order to leave.
Yeah. they're not good enough for the doors.
I take the stairs. If you ever watch that movie, I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker, you'll know exactly what I mean. It's the easy way or the hard way, baby. What's going on, y'all? I heard my boy Marky just fell out a window.
Yeah, he's gone. He always does that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let me tell y'all a story. I don't need no cinder blocks or anything for Sean, so that we all good. I'm going to keep it simple. This one is a little special because it's somebody I work with. This one is entitled, We Work Together. Please, Male for Women, hide this posting. I don't know why I put hide this posting in there, but you know.
Fuck, I forgot to delete that again.
Hey, forget. He will read everything.
That's right.
Hey, I just like to be thorough. That's all. So we have been flirting for some time now. You are single and I'm married. Check out that ring. Although I lost my ring recently. It was really weird.
Hey, me too.
Oh, Mark, are you back?
Hey, yeah, I was just listening in, okay?
Good to know, man.
I lost my wedding ring. Did I tell you the story? Hey, so we were both with friends. for happy hour, and after exchanging eye contact numerous times and flirting, I started talking to this chick, and we hit it off right away. Anyways,
yeah,
we had a bit too much. What's that?
I think she's outside the window, Maki. You should check.
Oh, okay, bye.
Yeah. He's good for about 30 seconds, though. So once again, I'm married. My wife is fine, and with it, and she's bi. She's into a little everything. You know what I'm saying? I would like to slap that fat ass of yours and suck on those big nipples. Apparently, yes. I misspelled nipples in my the heat of the moment.
I'm pretty sure it's just you just want her nipples.
Nipples.
I don't. Maybe that's a chocolate treat.
It's French. Parlez-vous nipples? I seen them poking through your shirt last week, and I just can't stop thinking about them. Now, we worked together Saturday. Let me know if you would like to hook up. I also have a tiny pee-pee. I feel like somebody else wrote that in for me. Because normally I wouldn't admit such a first thing. I would let them find out for themselves. I must have had way too much to drink, or there's a ghostwriter on here like Drake. Drake's ghostwriter. Either way, we need to hook up on Saturday. Otherwise, if you can't, can you cover my shift on Saturday? That'd be nice. Yours very truly, and hopefully working the 8 to 7, Velvet Jones.
Yeah, that was me.
Doug, man, you're doing me dirty. You can't give away the secret.
I can't give away the secret.
I knew it around to you. Like, I was like, no, he reads everything. I was like, I'm just going to type this down here.
Conversation.
There it is. Good. I was waiting. I didn't care how much dead air there was going to be. I was waiting for his fucking conversations before I talked.
I'm going to jump out the window.
Velvet never jumps out the window. That's a first. It can't be a very long drop because everybody seems to come right back in.
Like without even anyone noticing either. They just sneak right back in.
It sounds like a long drop. Window. Oh, man. We had some new movies come into the box office, but none of us went to go see it. The Great Wall debuted at number 3 with $18.1 million, and then Fist Fight came in number 5 at $12 million. Both movies really underperforming. I said last week that, you know, the start of the movie season has moved back, like the summer movie season has moved so quickly over the last couple years. It used to be...
I guess.
It used to be May, and then it turned into April, and then it turned into March, and now it's in February. Because the Lego Batman movie came out last week.
I mean, you get like one good movie.
And then John Wick, and then John Wick Chapter 2. And then, of course, The Great Wall was supposed to be great, but that shit bombed.
Yeah, that's why they was put in February, because they knew it was going to suck. Okay. If they had any faith in that movie, it wouldn't be February.
No, if they don't have faith in a movie, it gets put on at the end of the year. February,
because they know it's not going to make it in time for awards season.
January. Yeah. And then we have, in March, Logan comes out.
A lot of movies that are going to get put out in January. That's why those all the movies that are up for awards, like La La Land.
Yeah, no. The shit movies get put in with those. That's what I'm saying. Like February... Okay, just stop thinking just about The Great Wall. I'm talking about, like, last week we started...
Fist Fight and 50 Shades Darker.
50 Shades Darker has made $90 million.
It's because there's just a lot of horny ladies out there that like watching that Jamie, what's his nuts, fuck some ugly bitch.
I'm not saying that they're good movies. I'm saying that they're tentpole movies that people have put a lot of money into, and they've started to come out this month.
How can you put a lot of money into an S&M movie?
Have you seen how fucking much S&M gear costs? Is there some kind of CGI
I'm not familiar with in this?
That shit's a lot of money for a dildo.
The Avengers of Mormon porn.
Anywho, and then we have, of course, next week. Is it next week for Logan? or is it in 2 weeks?
No, it's
2 weeks. It's 2 weeks. March.
Yeah.
When the summer blockbuster season actually begins.
Mm-hmm. Fuck you, Doug. you're telling me Lego Movie's not a blockbuster?
It is, but like I said, there's like always one. But this isn't the beginning of the summer blockbuster. Because otherwise, we're gonna go through the next 3 months going, where the fuck are all of our movies?
What about John Wick?
Until May.
What about John Wick?
Yep, John Wick only made $58 million.
That's blockbuster, baby.
No, it's not. Not when their fucking budget was 40.
Woo! Like post Viacom owned Blockbuster, because that didn't do very well.
What comes out?
A throwback for you 90s kids at that Blockbuster video.
Let me see. Debbie says, hey, those sex toys aren't cheap, and she's getting herself kicked out of the chat.
It's fucked up.
Take a time out. Take a time out for your nastiness.
All right. Okay. So we have coming out next week, we got Rock Dog.
What?
Uh huh. That's a animated movie. We have Collide coming out. That's a blockbuster right there, if I've ever seen one.
I don't think it is.
Uh-huh. And then we have Logan, The Shack. Oh, The Shack.
The Shack.
Oh, I want to see that. That was a really popular book.
Basketball player.
Was it?
Oh.
I don't know.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. He's going on one of his little rants.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. It's been a great show. YouTube cancels. You know what? Fuck this. If you agree with Doug, do hashtag I agree with idiots. And if you agree with Jeremy, say hashtag Jer's the best. And
you do hashtag anything other than I agree with idiots, you're getting booted.
And if you like the way I look, hashtag Kevin's a cutie.
Kevin's going to get the most. Kevin's going to get the most hashtags. He is a cutie. Okay, let's get into some news. Enough inner turmoil. YouTube has canceled PewDiePie's original series after anti-Semitic jokes. He's also lost a whole bunch of endorsement deals. This was a story that happened right after last week's show, so we didn't get to touch on it last week. Do you guys think that a simple joke can be a simple joke, or do you believe that a joke like this by somebody who has 58 million subscribers is just in bad taste?
It's obviously in bad taste when you. The thing is, I mean, you didn't hear the whole. I mean, the whole story of it. I don't.
The whole story
know.
Is that he wanted to. This app is called Fiverr, right? Is it Fiverr or Fiverr? Fiverr. We'll call it Fiverr. There's an app called Fiverr where you can hire people. Okay.
Yeah.
And so essentially, he made a video and he said, "I want to show that people will do anything for money." And so he wrote on a banner that said death to all Jews, and he paid these three people to hold the sign. And he released the video, and just it went to fucking shit for him after that. So do you do that as the biggest YouTube star of all time, or do you say, "Hey, maybe I should fucking check myself and this is not a good idea?"
That's a horrible idea, especially when you have that much spotlight. I believe, like, you really do have to mind your P's and Q's. Like, low-level thugs like us, we can say stupid shit, which we do say a lot of stupid shit. And, I mean, I think, you know, we don't have any influence. PewDiePie has a ton of influence. And the thing is, not everyone knows he's joking. Even if whether he says it's a joke or not, when you say something like death to all Jews, obviously you're going to have people that are like, "Wow, okay, cool.
And
I'm behind you, PewDiePie."
This isn't his first time doing this either. Like, he got his his Twitter account suspended for the same thing a while back. And so it's kind of, I think you should have learned after the first time, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, I get the, like, I'm trying to prove a point that people will do anything stupid for $5 sort of thing that he was going for, but it's still one of those, like, you could have written literally anything else to prove a point. Like, you could have had a sign in there that said, like,
I love hot dogs.
Equality for micro penises. Yeah, so, you know, something that like that. You're like, why the fuck would you hold that sign? Oh, because you're being paid $5 to hold that sign. Like, you're a fucking idiot. Instead of like something. I mean, I guess it maybe if that is offensive to people with micro penises, but you know, like it's just less so if they death to all Jews and like bringing back imagery of the Holocaust.
Yeah, I mean, it was a stupid decision, and obviously, the thing that sucks is like he's losing endorsements, he's losing a YouTube show, but his subscription numbers are still going up.
Like, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, but also a lot of the advertisement deals though that he had have gone. But listen, the guy's rich, so it's not like he's hurting. You know, his income's gonna hurt, but he already has income.
Yeah.
If he was smart and he saved his money.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. I mean, you can't spend that money fast enough. But the thing too about it, like I said, once again, people our age are not really, there's not the majority of his fan base are younger folks. Like someone in chat saying, Caleb saying his 13-year-old cousin loves everything PewDiePie. They're very impressionable at that age. And even if you're joking, they don't know that's a joke. And it's stupid shit.
Or they think that sort of joking is appropriate. I mean, like,
right.
Link B brings up another point too. It's like, even in, like with comedians, there are still comedians that can't joke about that stuff either, like, because you just can't. That's why like Daniel Tosh gets such a bad rap about like the rape jokes and stuff that he says and like, you know, jokes about, because like it's not funny,
right?
I mean, and I don't know, it's
a respect,
like,
thing.
I don't know, Louis C.K. like, yeah, I feel like he's earned that when he makes like the fucking terrible jokes that he makes, but you're always like, holy shit, that's fucked up. He knows it's fucked up, and he's telling you that it's fucked up, that you're laughing at it.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, PewDiePie doesn't do that. And like you said, he's not a comedian. He's just some YouTube, like, you know, he doesn't have the chops. You can't put PewDiePie on a fucking stand-up stage and expect him to make these sort of jokes. He's not that sort of comedian.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, I sometimes say, like, our show is a comedy podcast because we do make a lot of goofs and jokes and stuff. But, like, you can't do fucking stand-up. Get the fuck out of here. Like,
yeah. Although
I can make people laugh, but I don't have fucking material. And like, I know that I can't make a joke like that, cause like, that's fucking insensitive.
Although mm-hmm. you did just give me an idea for a pre-show.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
Now I have to do stand up.
Now you're going to have to do stand up.
Oh man. So, I mean, going back to that though. Yeah. Going back to the influence, he may not, you know, he'll lose money. He'll lose endorsements, but his fans are going to stick around, and his fans, the young fans that are very impressionable, are going to think that's appropriate and think it's okay. They're going to go back to school. They're going to go back to their friends, their social circles, and they're going to emulate that joke. And they're going to emulate that mindset, even though PewDiePie even came out and did a video afterwards and was like, hey, this is not how I am. Not everyone's going to see that video. You sure as shit are going to see the video where he fucks up. Yeah. I mean, a lot more people will see the video where you fuck up than the video where you apologize for it.
Yeah, because he posts it and no one really. I didn't take the time to watch that shit because I just. I mean, I'm not a fan of him anyways. We already went over this about a month and a half ago when this little fucker said that he was going to shut down his channel, and then he was like, right. "Just kidding."
So, I don't know. It was a stupid move, but whatever. I mean, he's going to be just fine, like financially, and just with his fans, he's going to be just fine. It's another thing to where parents will have to explain to their children or fans of PewDiePie that it's like, that's not okay. That's not okay to act that way and to. Like, just don't emulate him. He's not, that doesn't make him a very good role model at all. And it sucks, like I said, when you're that big of a celebrity of sorts, you know, especially in this YouTube age, like, you know, we can be celebrities. And it's like, just like, learn that. Be a little bit more observant of that shit.
Yep. I have to admit, it's been kind of rewarding in the last few days to see not only PewDiePie, but that what's that dude's name? I was gonna call him to say that fucker. What's that fucker's name? Milo, whatever his name is.
Who? Milo Yiannopoulos or something like that.
Like, cause like, you know, he's a piece of shit.
Who was he doing?
He was, he's like some conservative wank job. He's a part of the alt right.
Oh, is he the guy who leads
conservative.
It?
He was. He was famous. He was famous for basically trying to out Leslie Jones. Like, basically, he influenced a lot of people on Twitter to like just treat Leslie Jones like shit, and that caused that whole racist tirade of people like comparing her to a gorilla and like getting her doxxed and everything. That was sucks. All over. That was influenced by Milo, which got him some essentially kicked off of Twitter.
Yeah, he got kicked off of Twitter, and then I think they got his Twitter back, and then like he was the one that was supposed to do the speech at Oakland University like a couple of weeks ago, and the students like rioted. And
oh
like,
yeah, I remember this now. And
he was on some what?
Druid just got his name right here. It's Milo Yana Poopy Puss.
Close enough. And then like the other night he was on like Bill Maher? What's his name?
Bill Maher.
Bill Maher, thank you. I was thinking Seth Meyers. Bill Maher. And was saying some really shitty things about like trans people and students and stuff. And so the internet being the internet, like one of the good parts of the internet is where if you say something once, it fucking exists for fucking ever. Mm-hmm. Yes. And they found some interview that he did where he was talking about like molesting kids. And so in the past, like less than 24 hours since that video was re-released, like his book deal's been canceled. He was supposed to talk at some conservative thing later, and they were like, "Fuck no!" And like, just it's gratifying to see these pieces of shit get shit on for a change.
It wasn't quite molesting. What he was saying was the age of consent between an adult male and a younger boy. It's preferable, I think, more technically, he was saying between the age of 15 dating like a 30-year-old. So once again, he was saying that it's okay for a 15-year-old to do that, and you know. Gay, straight, anything. It's 15 is not the age of consent. Don't think it is. And that was the issue that went on. But we're I don't know. That's not our place to fucking. That's a whole nother talk show.
Yeah.
No, I just think that. I mean, I can't understand why anyone would like him. I know, like people are like, well, he's gay, and he's a conservative. That's why we like him. It's like, no, he's a piece of shit. Like, it's a terrible reason. I don't know. So it's another one of those. I'm glad to see, like PewDiePie, someone kind of actually get. Consequences for their words, for being terrible, for doing terrible, saying terrible things, whether they're trying to be a comedian or not.
Getting back on topic, by the way, did you mean to put these two headlines together?
Speaking of people who've said terrible things
about Jewish folks,
but has apologized and worked his way back into Hollywood.
It's true,
and some people will not forgive. Ever
no Kevin. And I think that there's a part of that is their right
that's
to
true.
Not forgive, but at the same like I've seen some interviews. I was watching some interviews recently because right about the time that Hacksaw Ridge came out, he was doing the interview circuit, and a lot of people were asking like, hey, we haven't really seen a lot of you in a long time, Mel Gibson, where have you been? Well, and he I feel like he gives for the thousandth time apologies that are sincere, like for, especially this time when it's been 10 years later.
Mm-hmm. Well, the big news here is that he's in talks to direct Suicide Squad 2. And he is a fantastic director. You know, you strip away everything, you know, that he said and everything like that. This man can make a fucking movie. And I mean, if you've ever seen any of his films, mm-hmm. he's done some great ones. So
apparently Hacksaw Ridge was good.
Yeah, I still need to watch it. It was critically acclaimed. I think it's up for an Oscar, all that stuff. So
right. I mean, professional career aside, I mean, like he makes great movies, and he makes great, like, he's a great actor. Just, you know, personal life aside, that's the stuff you don't agree with. I don't agree with it at all. But I love Mad Max and all the Lethal Weapon films.
Mm-hmm. And so it just, you know, I feel for the guy a little bit just because of the fact that it sucks to. Was he drunk when he said it? When he, yeah.
Drunk and sober. I mean, like, he's been, it's been a multiple rants.
Oh, was
you
it?
Know, like, yeah, like, they've got voicemails that he would leave for his, like, ex, and he would leave some crazy shit, like, batshit voicemails.
Then I will take what I was going to say back. I thought it was, like, one recording where he got caught while
there was the one, like, yeah, he was drunk during, like, one of them. And then another one was, yeah, like, a crazy voicemail to an ex. But, like, I mean, Alec Baldwin did the same shit. Like, he would call his wife and his kid, his, like, daughter and stuff, and would go off on these drug tirades against them as well. And yet Alec Baldwin was still on 30 Rock and was still, is now the host of the Match Game and all that shit. So it's one of the, I don't know. It's like sometimes people forget about some of the terrible shit that people do because they like them so much.
Right.
And then other people get crucified.
Well, it depends. I mean, I don't think.
Speaking of Jesus.
No.
Listen to our pre-show.
Proverbially. But I don't think Alec Baldwin, he didn't go on any racial like rants, did he? I thought he was just fucking angry.
I don't remember. I feel like there was stuff about, I thought there were some N-words in there.
I think that was Hulk Hogan. Like, I don't know. There's been so many celebrities that do stupid fucking shit, and yet you're right. We do forgive and forget, but we really choose to who's bad and who's and like it's, yeah.
It says here Alec Baldwin unleashed a racist rant on a photographer outside his apartment building.
Well, there you go. So fuck that guy.
And that was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, and he was. I think obviously Mel Gibson was an example. He was made an example of, for sure.
He really was. And also, like, I hate to say, like, this is an excuse, but I also feel that some of it also, it has to do with a different generation than ours. That, like, these two is especially.
Well,
like, not that that's okay, but, like, that's their first instinct is to go into, like, this, like, whatever has been drilled into their head by, like, their, like, adult, like, you know, their parents and stuff is, like, what regurgitates out of their mouth years later. And then, you can be drunk in a terrible place, and, like, that's the first thing you think of, the worst thing you can think of to say to someone, and the first thing you think of to say to someone is the things you may have heard your parents say, or a guard, you know, or an adult you looked up to, or, you know, so I don't know. Because obviously that shit comes from somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
well, yeah.
We had, and, like, you're talking about different generations and stuff like that. You know what? Let's not get political. Let's just leave it alone. We'll move
after
on.
10 minutes of getting it.
Yeah, we'll move on. Welcome to the show now, where we're gonna have some fun. Okay, so Kevin Smith is bringing Todd McFarlane's Sam and Twitch to the BBC America. Anybody excited for that? No.
Yes.
You are. Kev?
What?
Todd McFarlane. I love Todd McFarlane. I can't say I've followed up on Sam and Twitch, but
Sam
I mean,
and Twitch
it's Kevin
are,
Smith and Todd McFarlane.
Sam and Twitch are the detectives in the Spawn universe.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, this is the Spawn show that we
talked
about
in
a chat, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they were originally introduced in Spawn, and it's a comic book series where these big city homicide detectives face a series of super grisly crimes that are connected to the occult. And so that's what we're going to get. Whether or not we will see Spawn in any of these is remains to be seen. But a lot of people do like these characters. And I just don't know if I'd be very interested, because we talked about it in chat and it's like, well, we already have a Gotham, you know, and we already have that kind of show. We don't really need another one. And even though we love Gotham, we're just fucking itching to see Batman. Like, we know it's so far away. It's years away before Batman will be revealed. And it'll probably be in, like they did with Smallville, where it's the last episode of the series where he suits up and then you know the rest of the story.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's the way it's going to happen. But we still are like, oh, my God, it's going to happen one day. He's going to be Batman. I can't wait.
Yeah.
So I wish that either. I know that they were looking to do a Spawn movie, but I really wish that they just fucking make a Spawn TV show then.
Yeah.
That's what
I don't know. It's easier said than done, I guess, because, like, once again, everyone wanted to see a new Mallrats film, and yet Kevin Smith can't sell that to anybody. So, I don't know.
Well, not everybody wanted to see a Mallrats movie, Kevin.
I mean, I did, you did.
Yeah, we did, but we are... Listen, Kevin Smith's movies are not blockbuster tentpole movies that come out in February, okay?
Well, neither is Spawn.
Nobody got that one.
I was reading the chat. I'm not even gonna lie. We're talking about Saga, so I'm just I tuned out.
Okay. Well, people in the audience may get it later on. So I still think it could have worked. As a Spawn definitely could have worked as a TV show.
Did they say who they're talking about doing?
Well, they had a TV
with?
Show technically on HBO, but it was an animated series.
Yeah, but I want a live action. Right. We're in the year. Again, we're in the time of fucking Marvel on Netflix. Let's fucking put.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Did they say where this is going to go? Because I feel like
BBC America.
BBC, yeah.
That's probably why. Like, it's a meh. If you want Spawn as like a TV show, it has to go to some place like HBO or Netflix or.
That's true.
Or, yeah, it's got to go somewhere because it's
Showtime great. Or. Who's the one that does
Stars?
Oh. Yeah, thank you. Stars.
Yeah, because Ash versus Evil Dead.
Man, they let off so many fucks in that show. You would think that Doug writes it.
What the fuck are you talking about? You got a problem with the way I fucking talk? Is that why you had me read the Sean Penis one? Because he said fuck a lot?
I just thought that you could have read that as you, and it would have been so true.
Oh, you wanted me to read it as me, but...
It's
that's
okay.
Where Sean was.
Yeah,
but called in Sean.
No, but it still was funny.
Yeah, it was still funny, just because you know, still hilarious. Speech impediment.
Well, don't make fun of his speech impediment.
I love Sean. Don't. It's what makes him sweet. Like him, makes him him.
Don't be insensitive, Kevin.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay, so Hook is coming back, guys. We all asked for it. A Rufio prequel. Rufio, and now we're getting it because it got funded.
And the band was like, did they want a reunion?
I don't know how they do a prequel because this dude is old as fuck now.
Yeah, but Dante Basco still sounds like he's 13, so.
Maybe they just do a voice. So the goal, they put up, it's called Bangarang, a short fan film about Rufio before Hook. What's really strange, okay, so they raised $30,000. It's at $42,642 right now.
Fuck yeah.
Their stretch goal is $200,000. And what are they doing for the stretch goal? Well, I'm glad that you asked. They're going to make it a feature film. And the audience goes wild. Yay. I don't think we need this. Thanks.
I don't know if it was you, if it was Doug or Jared that said this, but it was hilarious. It was like a, you know, basically a Rufio prequel, and you're like, so Hook?
No, I said, so Peter Pan?
That's what it was, yes. So Peter Pan?
Yeah. So Peter Pan?
Yeah, because Peter Pan obviously came before Rufio.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand, like, I there's a part of me that wouldn't mind seeing a Rufio backstory, like, how did you get to Neverland? Like, what was your deal? Because we learned a little bit about Peter's in that one, and Hook with like the cart, like his baby carriage rolling away, and him getting picked up, like all that stuff. So like, what happened? What was your deal? I love Rufio,
but how old is he?
Animated. That I think is spot on.
Yeah.
If you do an animated one, because then you can get Dante Basco back to do the voice.
Yeah, but
he's one of my favorite voice actors. When I hear him and stuff like Avatar, The Last Airbender and stuff, I'm like, fuck yeah!
My hand's up.
I see it.
I have a question.
That's why I paused.
$30,000 is only going to get you like 2 frames of animation.
I mean, maybe. You look at all these kids shows out there. That animate new fucking episodes every guy. Listen, I watch a lot of fucking cartoons right now, especially since I was home all last week with my sick kid. Listen, you can do a whole season for $30,000. I guarantee it.
I am pretty convinced that we're gonna see a fat Dante Basco in the
he's
gear.
He's not fat though.
No, he's in pretty good shape. Like they did that Hook reunion last year, mm-hmm. and a lot of them were pretty.
We're gonna get decent. A really in shape Dante Basco at 50. Just Rufio ended it up as a prequel. He got younger in Hook. That's what happened.
Now, it would be interesting to see. I don't know how they would do it. They'd have to hire a kid that like looked like him in, you know, like in the 80s or not early 90s, where the movie was made. I guess early 90s. But like have it be his Hook story. Or like he left the island and now he's going back also.
That's what I was thinking.
He's got to save his kids. So it could still be him. What? No, he died. Could. But.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Ooh.
Well,
there goes that.
Plot hole.
Why did Spielberg admitted to being disappointed with the film? I fucking loved Hook.
Hook was great, but I think we have some of the member berries. I think if we go back and watch it now.
Watched it a couple years ago with Katie, and at the end I was like, yeah, this movie still rocks.
Yeah, really? I watched it with Colin, and I was like, holy fuck, this holds up.
Oh, my God. Dude, the scene where the little kid goes up to his face, and he goes like,
oh,
and
yeah.
He stretches it back, and he's like, it's you, Peter. It is.
Yeah, for real. Like, you get goosebumps.
You got rid of his wrinkles.
And you start tearing up. It's really good stuff. Well, go watch it again, Kevin.
Okay.
Watch it like you watch Home Alone.
Go ahead. Quiz me. Ask me any question about Home Alone.
Doug, get off your phone.
No, I'm reading the notes. I'm reading the continuation of the story. Just like what they're like, how can Rufio, who eventually Rufus, who eventually becomes Rufio, be younger in modern day setting and then suddenly older in Neverland?
Does it say?
Because money.
Because they don't. It says age, you know.
It says the easy answer here is that Neverland exists outside the normal rules of time. Ooh.
Though well, no, but they're saying, but how could he be younger if it's a prequel and then him be old like older at, on Neverland? Because if he got there at X age, he would still technically be that age.
Maybe they're going to use the timeline of Arrival where time is continuous.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, no shit, man. I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, hashtag spoiler.
Yeah, after... God damn.
It's not my... So Sci-Fi has announced that they're going to put out a cosplay competition series. I'm all for this. This is going to be cool.
Starring
my girl.
Fuck all y'all. She's my girl.
Yvette Nicole Brown.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. All
right. Sure. I mean, I like her too. She's great.
I love Shirley, dude. Shirley's
I love her.
Awesome.
And then you got this guy. Who's he?
That's your boy.
He's a costume director guy. He did like a Hunger Games and stuff.
Oh, okay. And then we got Miss Vamp herself, my girl.
Yeah.
I mean, she laughed at my joke when we went to go talk to her.
Yeah, well, I interviewed her.
I've talked to her at like four different conventions.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you're married to her.
Neither are you.
Well, I'm going to steal your girl.
Bring it. Hey, Dallas Comic Con, when she's there, let's do it.
Okay, let's see who she picks.
You guys can get in a little nerd fight in front of her.
I'm really curious. Okay, so it's been 2 years-ish since we had her record that intro that Nick lost. R.I.P. Nick. He's still alive.
He will be missed.
He's dead to us. And she goofed up the line and was like, ha ha ha, like I'm an idiot, let me try that again. And then I saw her a couple months later, like 6 months later or something like that, at the New York Comic Con. I don't remember. Anyways, I handed her my card again, like, hey, like, and she's like, oh, 8-Bit Geek, I recorded some stuff for them. I was like, yeah, I think so, some of our people in Texas.
And you were like, it was me.
Yeah, I was standing right there.
Oh, well.
But hey, she remembered us, so I wonder if we gave her a card again.
She's not going to remember because it's a new logo. She's going to be like, eh.
No, but if you...
But she'll know the name.
Yeah, she recognizes the name.
She probably just recognized the logo because of how sweet it was.
Yeah, that's such a lie.
Fuck you. so they're going to be doing this. It's going to be, let's see, cosplayers go head-to-head each week. In the new transformation competition series, Cosplay Melee, and an epic showdown of creativity, eye-popping costumes, and one-of-a-kind characters, premiering Tuesday, March 21st.
It's pretty cool. I mean, especially on Sci-Fi Channel, it makes a lot of sense to have like a cool cosplay competition. And cosplay is becoming huge, like, you know, thanks to comic conventions and all that. I mean, people really go all out now.
They're going to win. You can win $10,000, which is how much you're going to spend on this competition.
Yeah.
I'm assuming, like, I have to imagine it's supposed to be like one of those creature workshop sort of shows where, like, every week, this is how I hope it is, like, every week, so they have X amount of competitors or something, and every week they have to make something for a specific thing.
I would hope so, too. The only problem with that is that when they did that with the Muppets, I fucking love that show. Jim Henson's, they did a couple years ago, the Creature Shop. It was an amazing competition. Did you watch it, Doug?
No. I wanted to, though. I love them.
If you could go back, it was fucking awesome. They never brought it back for a second season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, which is sad because that was really great. You got to see a lot of behind the scenes stuff. Yeah. So hopefully this is successful.
Yeah. And I would say I hope that they provide the materials that people need to make their stuff.
Yeah, for
there.
Real.
But it'd be cool though to see them bring in like costume designers for like Star Wars, right? Yeah. Or people that like did the character design for Warcraft and have them come in and like have to make Warcraft. Either World of Warcraft or the movie Warcraft, right? And just like, this is crazy armor sets and that'd be dope. That'd be so cool.
Yeah. Oh man, we have to find a way to petition to get Windress on there. She's always putting so much love into her costumes and she's someone new, like every single con and every single like day, she's got like different stuff planned out. Like last time we had her on the show, remember she was talking about all the stuff she puts into it. So I would love to see her on the show.
Girl.
Yeah.
She didn't say if she would work our booth for us, though.
Well, she didn't say if she was going to Alamo City yet.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too.
Oh, yeah, true. She's going to be at Dallas, though.
Yeah,
we'll talk to her there. We'll hang out with her.
Yeah. Okay, let's get into some gaming news. So the eShop on the Switch will not be console locked, which is really great news for everybody. So if you buy it, it's attached to your account, which is something that I can't believe they're doing, because... this is Nintendo, and they...
Well, don't believe it, because they're going to reverse that decision in the next 2 months.
Yeah.
Probably.
That's really... Yeah. But it is a step in the right direction for Nintendo.
It really is, because instead of having to rebuy all your shit 14 times, now you could just re-download it when a new console comes out in 2 years.
Now, what I hope they do with this is not the BS of like how you do when you transfer a system, like when you get a new 3DS and you have to sit there with your old one and do like a system-to-system transfer. I hope that it's truly just locked to your account and all you have to do is log in and you can download it.
Every downloader would be associated with the serial number of the... That's the old way of doing it.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Lucky receive an early Switch. Blah, blah, blah. Yep. So there you go. It'll happen like that. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Crash Bandicoot Trilogy is coming out in June. It's coming out June 30th on the PlayStation 4 and the PlayStation Pro. It'll be $39.99. Does anybody have great memories of this game? I do. I know I do.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think we've mentioned this before when they were announcing that they were going to do it. I was like, it was Crash Bandicoot.
Instant buy.
And what was the dragon? Fucking
Spyro
the dragon. Those are like my two PlayStation games, and then like Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Yep,
one. So I'm all about this. No, $39.99. Is that all the games?
It's the trilogy. That's so the trilogy. Basically, it's the Cortex trilogy, or the insane, like the insane the villain. So basically, you have Crash Bandicoot, Crash Bandicoot 2, Cortex Strike Back, and Crash Bandicoot Warped.
No, so that's dope.
To me, the best three games.
That's the game that pushed me over to Sony was Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, it was such a great game. And you know what? They said...
what was your other option? Sega? Like, what was the other option at the time?
There was a Saturn. They had the Sega Saturn out.
I jumped from a...
N64?
No, I jumped from a Sega. Yeah, the Sega Genesis. And that I jumped from a Sega Genesis to the PS1. I didn't have a N64. My cousin did, so I went over there and played his all the time. But yeah, I didn't make that 64-bit leap.
And neither.
So
let's see. Yeah, because it was. Yeah, I did the same thing. I went from Genesis to PlayStation 1, and then when I got my job, my first job, I bought a N64 like down the line. Yeah. But yeah, dude, it's fantastic. Did you guys ever get around to playing Uncharted 4?
No, I'm still working on Uncharted 1.
I'll just say there's a great Crash Bandicoot cameo.
Oh yeah, you get a level. Yeah, that's right. I saw that.
It's fantastic.
Let's see. Okay, so we got some VR news. Remember when we talked about when VR was coming out and how you would be able to go to an NBA game without leaving your house?
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that it would be included in maybe or a small charge. Well, they're starting to make money off of it now. The NBA has announced a la carte games via VR starting February 23rd for $7 a seat.
You know what? That's not bad.
Worth it. It's not bad.
Yeah. Kidding me? Worth it.
Yeah. It does say that it's an introductory price. So I think it's going to be a lot more than that.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It depends. If it's $7 a seat for a game, I mean, yeah, maybe they'll have packages where it looks like they'll have like a season package or like a half season or something like that.
I'll tell you what. I think this is what they're going to do. And you can quote me on this one. They are going to have a tiered system just like seats in the stadium. If you want to be in the mid section, you could pay like, I don't know, $10. If you want on the court, it's going to be like $20. And I think that they'll have different packages like that. Instead, I mean, and they'll charge per game still.
I would also hope that with like a VR experience that you would have the option to swap between a couple of cameras on a certain like level sort of thing. Because I mean, you know how it is, like even if you pay for a courtside seat but you're down at one corner, yeah, or whatever, like, cool, I'm gonna watch the whole game. Cool. Like I can see the people around me and then that's all I can see. I can't really see what they're doing down there.
I would think that it's what do you think is the best? I mean, there you really have a great view of the action if you're like mid court. So I would think that they put a VR camera mid court and then you can watch it. And then if you want, you can switch down to the different baskets too. Like that'd be cool.
Well, that's what Doug's saying.
Goal. Yeah. Like the goals. That's what I'm saying. Like the way you can kind of watch from wherever you want, even if it is within a certain section. And maybe it won't be necessarily like $20 gets you courtside. Maybe $20 gets you
multi-cam.
Right. Like every cam available. So you can watch it from way up top. Yeah. And you can see everything. Mm-hmm. Or if you want to watch that replay up close, like boom, you're right there. You're at the camera, like on top of the
Jumbotron or whatever.
Yeah, or the one that like that's like the rim cam, whatever it's fucking called.
You're not gonna want to get the seats next to that cam or around it. Because you're not going to be able to pick your nose or anything without that. Like, somebody's just going to look to the right and be like, oh, that dude is getting in his butt.
Yeah.
He's scratching.
He's scratching. Well, but yeah, let's have something coming up for the NBA All-Star game or VR highlights.
Well, yeah, I was going to say NBA All-Star game happened yesterday. So,
Kevin, you need to do this. I want you to tell me what it's like. Get a $7 ticket and watch a game.
I'll do it. I don't think it's available. They didn't say anything. So far, they said it's Samsung. Well, maybe just right now, Samsung Gear VR and Google Daydream headset.
The fuck is a Daydream headset?
No clue. I will say though, I told you guys obviously now the podcast.
That's just the All-Star stuff from this weekend.
Oh, okay, then maybe if they throw it on PlayStation, if they throw it on the PSVR, I'll definitely try it at least. I picked that up on Friday, and it blew away my expectations. Honestly.
Even with the dropped like resolution, like even with it being at low resolution, it's like still good.
Honestly, didn't even notice. It looks amazing.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because if utilized correctly, like I said, Resident Evil was so good on the PSVR that I had to go buy a copy again, even though I already own it on PC. Well, I have to own it on PS4 now.
Kevin.
Hi.
Kevin.
Jeremy. Hi.
Will you bring it to Texas?
Yes.
I already asked him to.
Yes, and I already said like, yes.
Nope, I'm good. I don't need to try that.
Who said that?
You.
No, you I did. Didn't. When?
Let's revisit the chat.
Listen, I may have been scared at the time. Because he said that he wanted me to play the Resident Evil VR.
So,
no, are you going to put that on? I don't think
hell
so.
Hell no.
Exactly.
So, okay. Well, Going back real quick, I mean, I'll talk about the VR review in a second, but going back with the whole thing, one thing that's interesting is there is a demo for Hatsune Miku, you know, which is a Japanese idol that you can watch a concert of hers.
Oh, nice.
And it's exactly what we're talking about, where you actually, the game is free, but you have to buy song packs. And I don't know how many songs they have because I didn't want to spend the money on that.
I don't like that.
They have a demo to where you can at least play one song, and they have it where you can sit in multiple seats.
Okay.
You could sit right front row. You could sit on, you could stand on stage. There's a spot where you could do like a balcony look. And I'm thinking, like, that would perfectly make sense if they did that at sporting events. You know, if they did a football, baseball, hockey, you know, everything. I would pay, especially baseball, like to get like up right off third base or behind home plate. Fuck yeah.
Okay. So let me tell you something, or let me ask you something. Was it like a clear, like when you watched the, did you watch the demo of it?
Yes.
Okay. Is it as clear as like watching a TV, or do you see the pixels in the screen on the headset? Like, cause I know when we played the early edition of the Oculus Rift, you could see like clearly see individual pixels on and everything like that. Cause of how bad this, the screen was. Is this I'm talking about
concert?
I'm talking about your concert. Like, is it?
Well, this concert is, it's a video game. It's so it's not realistic.
Okay, so it's not okay. So that's my only concern, because I this weekend I went into an AT&T store and I put on the Samsung VR, and they had a Cirque du Soleil going on. And as I was looking around, you could still see artifacts, and like you could still see the pixels from the individual pieces on the phone itself, you know? And I was like, this takes me out of the experience.
No. One thing. Okay. There was another experience you can download. That was a live, it was a person playing violin in a music studio and a pianist.
Okay.
That was completely like you're there.
Okay.
And
so it looks
it's live
like,
action.
Okay. So the live action looks like as good as like watching it in, on a TV or something like that.
Yeah, easily. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I can confidently say that. The thing is, like I said, the PSVR blew away my expectations with Resident Evil and, of course, with Batman. Batman is the – I would say that is the must-own for the PSVR. And
don't you only get to suit up and then you're done?
No. You get to do – I mean, you don't get any combat, but you do a lot of Batman detective work. So a lot of stuff you did like on the Arkham series, because this is made by Rocksteady as well. So you have – the Rocksteady love, which you have all the same voice actors coming back, like Kevin Conroy as Batman. You've got Mark Hamill as the Joker. And this, I think the storyline takes place between Arkham City and Arkham Knight. But it's you do all this detective work, and you're using your gadgets on your belt. You're just doing all kinds of stuff. You're picking up things, looking at it. And it's you use the two wands for it, like the two move controllers, and it's
amazing. Do those come in the VR box, or did you have to buy those too?
Well, they have bundles. So $3.99 if you wanted to just get the VR headset. But for $4.99, you get the two move controllers, you get the camera, and you get the Until Dawn Rush of Blood with the camera. So it's $500. It's expensive. But remember, compared to Oculus Rift and Vive, it is the cheaper out of the three. And to be honest, and it sucks because I only got a limited time with the Vive, and I'm thinking it's on par with the Vive, if not like a little better. Now, Oculus, the only thing I played on Oculus was Half-Life 2, so that's a real I can't use that as a benchmark.
I think that people are going to argue that that you're maybe wrong about the Vive.
For the money, it's amazing.
Well, for the money.
Why I said I only got like a little bit when we were at Comic Palooza last year, and we were working with those the folks, I can't remember the name of the, it was like Kids VR.
Yeah.
And we got to test it out there, and they have that game on PS4. I don't want to pay the money to play it, but it's the same. That it was called Brookhaven Experiment.
Yeah, you just shoot a couple zombies and then you're done.
Yeah. But there's just, I don't know. PSVR is it's hard to convince people without actually putting it on them, because once again, I was telling you guys, I played the Star Wars demo, the Battlefront with the X-Wing, and my mouth dried up because it was my jaw was just dropped the whole time.
Okay. Well, when you get down here, you can put it on me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'll bring it down and you guys get to see this. Otherwise, if there's any demos around, go try to check out the demos. but it, I to me, it was money well spent.
Cool. All right. Sony, speaking of Sony, they are shifting their PlayStation Now to the PS4 and PC only, which if you bought a Samsung TV in hopes that you wouldn't need to buy a PlayStation because of PlayStation Now, you're fucked, because all of the Samsung TV models, Sony Blu-ray players, Bravia TV models, the Vita and the PlayStation 3 it's gone. Bye bye.
Yeah, well, why would you need PlayStation Now on the PlayStation 3? It's basically emulating a PlayStation 3, unless you just don't want to pay for the extra games and you just want to stream the games, I guess.
Yeah. It's gonna go. It's gonna go away on April 1st. So, it gone.
April Fools.
It gone. All right. Last story of the night. Microsoft has announced Project Scorpio will be revealed June 11th. Boom, boom, boom.
Revealed? Didn't they already reveal it?
No, they haven't revealed it. They announced it, but they didn't reveal any specs. They didn't reveal the actual box or anything like that. This feels like a new, like an entirely new console, right? Like it feels like the lead up to that. It doesn't feel like an upgrade like the PS4 Pro. This feels like, hey, new Xbox surprise.
I mean, it's going to be expensive. I mean, if they're talking about 4K capable gaming, I mean, that's even getting a 4K capable card, like a 1070 or 1080, is like $400 or $500 alone for the card.
And you still can't run 4K at 60 frames per second with a 1080.
No, not at all.
So, I mean, this is, we talked about it before. There is, games that are on Sony's PlayStation 4 Pro right now are getting 4K games, but they're the indie games because they can run at full resolution at 4K at 60 frames per second because they're small titles. They're not they just fucking announced it, Kevin.
Well, no, 4K gaming, the game that's coming out this Tuesday or next Tuesday, Horizon Zero Dawn, it's going to run at 4K, 30 frames. However, 4K, full, like 2160 4K. Yeah,
but you're not getting a AAA title. Even that game is
That's a AAA title.
It's not a fucking AAA title.
Horizon Zero Dawn, the biggest fucking Sony game of 2017, is not a AAA title. Look that up.
What is it called? Because I haven't even fucking heard of it.
Horizon Zero Dawn. You've heard of it.
Oh, is
you've
it that game? There's no way that's running at 4K.
Digital Foundry just released a video today, and they're like basically the ones who set up all that stuff. Like they test everything. They tested it on a vanilla PS4 as well as a PS4 Pro, and they show you the frame rate. They show you everything you need.
Let's see here. Cutscene. You can choose the video. Alex manages to capture some of the pieces. Definitely looks upgraded since last time for a short blah blah blah. I need to read into this. We'll get back to you, people.
Yeah.
I will eat my fucking words if this is truly running in 4K. And I would be so fucking surprised if this is running in 4K, because I don't know what magic they're doing to make it happen.
They can all run in 4K. Like, a lot of major titles are being patched to run in 4K. However, they're not getting frame rate jumps. They're just getting like 30 frames per second. 4K, and like Fallout just got their 4K patch, so Fallout 4, you could play that in 4K. Now this is checkerboard, so you may want to look that up to like the logistics of it. Plus, they're adding HDR support for a bunch of other games, like Deus Ex.
Well, I know that all the HDR and everything like that, but that's still all 1080p. Like, I would be like I said, I'll eat crow, and I will apologize to you, Kevin, but I just don't think that 4K on a AAA title on a PlayStation is possible. But fuck, I could be wrong, and I will admit that I could be wrong.
I mean, I think that was the whole reason for them coming out with the Pro.
No, the
was
whole, well, the, they because
for 4K gaming.
Yeah, but they there's the video is not powerful enough for those games to run in 4K. Kev, like, I'm telling you, if a 1080 cannot push 4K truly yet, there's no fucking way that the PlayStation Pro is able to beat it.
PlayStation, look it up. We'll talk about that next week. That'll be our topic to carry over.
We'll talk about it some more.
Doug, what are your opinions on it? You look like you're ready to say something.
Who cares?
Captivating.
Art director of Zero Dawn mentioned that the game will not natively be rendered in 4K for the Pro. I'm Jeremy.
Suck it, Kev.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
What's
I'm Doug.
21? Oh, fuck off. I'm Kevin.
We don't need to have an update next week. Goodbye.